it is important for Christians to realize that the church is a part of the eternal plan of God. From the very beginning, it was necessary for us to have a way by which we might be saved, and that is the church, the spiritual covenant relationship with God. The Bible teaches us that this plan was the purpose of the ages. Listen to Paul in Ephesians 3, beginning with verse 10, to the intent that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church, or through the church, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the church is not some kind of an afterthought of God, but it was really a part of the eternal purpose of God. From the very beginning, God realized that it was necessary for man to be saved if he were ever going to be able to go to heaven. And that salvation comes through Jesus, who gave his blood as the purchase price of the church, Acts 20 and 28. And so when Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church," he is actually thinking in terms of completing what was in the eternal purpose of God. It is important for us to realize how important the church is, and that it was purchased by the blood of Jesus, and that it is not an afterthought, but actually a part of the eternal purpose and plan of God. So Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." And Paul said that the purchase price of the church was the blood of Jesus, which makes the church very important because it is a part of the eternal purpose of God, and it is a blood-bought institution. That's how important it is. Anything that God would invest his son's blood in must be, has to be, important. So here we have the church, the eternal purpose of God, and through the church is to be made known the manifold wisdom of God, the preaching of the gospel of Christ. And that is a part of the mystery that was revealed through the revelation of Jesus Christ into the world and the revelation of his will into the world for mankind. So we're privileged to be members of the church, a part of the eternal purpose of God, or the purpose of the ages, and we can have a spiritual covenant relationship with God.